So as we look forward to the match against Batley, you've brought in Dave Pederson from the Bulls. Why?
Well, he was a player I was interested in pre-season. He was at Huckington Rovers, had a year out in Australia, and I've monitored him, and I thought he could add something to us in pre-season. Unfortunately, he decided the Bulls instead of the Eagles, and off he went and joined them. So we kept a tab on him, keeping an eye on him, and he got a bit of an injury, so he hasn't actually played. He's been playing out at Oxford to come back from the injury, an ankle injury he had, and the opportunity came to take him on loan and have a look at him, which we jumped at because, you know, he's a winner and he's a competitor and he's tough and he's not the biggest bloke in the world, but it reminds me he's got the traits of Missy Talapapa, which everything's a battle, everything's a fight and everything's about winning. And you need more people in your squad like that. So, you know, he's been training with us. He came last Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. We've thrown him straight in the deep end to have a look exactly where is it for tomorrow night. And, I think he's going to become a fan's favourite, somebody that they'll enjoy.
Is this something with something more longer term in mind? Because it's only a month.
Yeah, it's a month, and then see where he's at. I know he's got a contract for next year with Bradford. Will they honour that? Will they, you know, see that? Will he see that out? If not, we need to know a little bit more about him, and he needs to know a little bit more than us. So, who knows? You know, it's one of them that we're always looking for quality players and quality individuals. It's certainly that.
You've said recently that you are on the lookout for more players. Is there anything particularly pending in that respect?
No, I'm talking, and that's the thing. And not only are we looking this year, we're looking for next year as well. Obviously, because we need to strengthen, we need to improve. And if we can get somebody in now that we can have a look at, again, like Dave, this season with a view for longer term, then that's what we do. But at this moment in time, it's pretty cold. I am talking to an agent or two. Will it come to fruition over the next week or two? Probably doubtful, but you know, longer term, hopefully it will.
What are the main areas of the team that you feel need addressing? If you were able to get something in the next month or so, what would you like?
There's nothing, you know, there's nothing really that concerns me. I've got to say, you know, I've got great players in all the positions. But again, it's that next level. Do we become a full-time team in 2016? If we do, we need to know if them people could fit into them plans. So there's nothing drastic, you know. We've got plenty of cover at half-backs. You know, Corey Aston misses out tomorrow through injury. Kyle Briggs, what a doubt, but Patch Walker's back, Don Brambini's there. So we've got plenty of cover in the wings, in the, you know. Centres is probably the only area where we've got two out-and-out centres where we could potentially use Dwayne Stratford there. So we've got a bit of cover, but you can probably have a look at that sort of area.
Well, let's talk about the team news then. So there was a bit of news there. How are you looking? You've got a couple back involved. Who's missing then?
Corey's out. He's got a bit of an impingement in his shoulder, his neck. He took a pretty heavy knock last week, illegal heavy knock, I would say, last week. So he struggled to train. He's got an impingement. He's tried. He's not there. Kyle Briggs has got a similar sort of injury, but it's his AC joint in the shoulder. But passed the fitness test last night. Patch Walker's back, but hasn't quite made the squad. Don Brambini comes back in. The change is Eddie Batty misses out, and Eddie's played 17 straight and played a lot of minutes. And a couple of weeks ago, we were starting to look tired, and we planned in to give him a rest sort of this weekend or next. And unfortunately, with Dave coming in, we can give him the rest this weekend.
How's Jamie Langley?
He's training really, really well. He's got a bit of his mojo back. Obviously, Jamie's been left out last week. He's been left out tomorrow as well. And, you know, is he rested? No, he's been taken out because we wasn't happy what he was producing. We've had a good chat. We've been quite straight with him. He's been honest with us. He's got his mojo back. And these last couple of weeks, he's running a lot freer. He's doing the things that we'd expect him to do. So he's chomping. And you know, as I said to him last night, is that, you know, there's a need for him. We need him some massive games coming up, and we need him. But we only need him not on paper. We need him on the field. And, you know, he needs to hit the standards that high standards that he set himself of his career. You know, you don't play for Great Britain, you don't play that many years in Super League if you're not that quality of player. So we need to reproduce some of that. And I think he's had a smack on the chops. The test of the character is what he's produced, is that he's training the house down. He needs the opportunity. When he gets the opportunity, the ball's in his court.
So Batley then, the next challenge. I have to say, over the course of this season, you might disagree, but I thought they may well have racked up a few more points than they have. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, you know, they always play well at home, don't they? And that's probably the disappointment for that from their side of the view. But, you know, the squad's not deep. You know, it's not got a lot of strength in depth, and they've had plenty of injuries throughout the year. So, you know, the scores have reflected where they're at in the development of the club. You know, they can play, you know, and there's no doubt about that. There's plenty of players in that squad that we know, isn't there? There's Alex Rowe, there's Sam Scott, there's Sean Squires and Tom Lillicrop. So there's plenty of players there that we know lots about that's been here and been released. So they're going to have a point to prove. John Key was, you know, one of the coaches at Sheffield for a number of years, and obviously the 98 success. So he's going to be wanting to put one across us. But again, there was a bit of light at the end of the tunnel last week, and I know the disappointment from the summer bash when we got bashed. We put right last week, and the first 40 minutes we were very scratchy, and we were winning 10-6. But you know, we did a lot of work in that first half that paid dividends in the second half, and to rack 44 points up in 40 minutes, there was a bit of a flicker of hope for me, and it makes it all worthwhile again that we're starting to play some of the stuff that we know. Is it the second half season syndrome that everybody talks about with us? Well, we always prepare to get better. Hopefully last week it gives us that bit of confidence, bit of a buzz and a bit of a pick-up that we know we can play, and I've always said that. Hopefully this week we can reproduce and from minute one go about dismantling them and coming away with a similar performance and a similar result, and that put us in good stead for, you know, the challenge the week after.
It's an interesting couple of set of results, isn't it? I mean, the London thing, no one was expecting, even if you hadn't have won, the size of the scoreline, but perhaps similarly, such a resounding win last weekend. It's been quite extreme for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and did we see the summer bash coming? No. We played on the Tuesday night. How much did that take out of us? And I don't look for excuses. I'm looking for solutions. But then to bounce back like we did last week. So, you know, is there something in the Tuesday night and the Saturday? Probably there's a little bit of something. But we learned something about each other. And you know, we just got to toughen up. And I thought they did. The knuckle down. We got the smack on the nose. It hurt. Dented it, you know, his pride in his performances. And, you know, there's not many too many teams that have done that sort of thing to us. Bradford did a little bit of it. But, you know, we're still a little bit more competitive, I guess. But so, yeah, there were a few on true spot. But the response, and that's the most important thing, the response. And, you know, you're just waiting for that, the little bit of a bounce of the ball, that little bit of a smile on the face, as I would call it, the belief. And it certainly came back in abundance in the second half last week. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster, you know, to be consistent and probably only lost four games in the season so far, and against Lee, against Bradford and against London, three of them, who were all full-time. And yet, you know, we lost the first game of the season. So have we been consistent for large parts? Yes. Are we getting better? Yes. Do we need to get better? 100%. And the challenges for us is that we spoke a few weeks ago about the next month or 5 weeks that we need to come out with as many wins as we can. And Batley's important to us because it gives us a bit more of a cushion. We're up to 24 points. We can beat Whitehaven the week after at home. We're up to 26 points. I think then we're in control, and that's the important thing for us. We can start planning for 2016 and also hopefully planning for the middle eight.
Just finally, when the game is done, you will be heading back to Sheffield to take part in a charity event for St Luke's Hospice. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, obviously, I'm a patron of St Luke's Hospice as well, so Uriah Rennie invited us to play in the sort of level of football that I can handle, you know, which is walking. So, yeah, it's for charity. It's for the charity St Luke's, and we've been invited to come and participate and play. So I thought it'd be fitting, having hopefully gone to Batley and got the result, kick off at 8 o'clock, finish at 10 o'clock to get back to Sheffield and probably do with a bit of a cool down with the local lads supporting the charity event. So we're going to come back. We're going to come to the Hillsborough Sports Centre, Leisure Centre, and we're going to participate in a 24-hour walking football competition.
Not for 24 hours, though.
I'm not doing it for 24 hours, no. We'll do it for an hour, we'll do it for a couple of hours, and it's a bit of fun and a bit of enjoyment and a bit of light-hearted stuff because, you know, the players have got the weekend off before we start preparing next week, and this will be classed as their cool-down and giving something back to the city.
And are there many Eagles players who've played football a bit before? Clearly, rugby is their passion. That's why they play it. That's why they're doing what they're doing. But are any of them any good at football?
Well, the jukebox got two left feet. That's all I want to say. Menzies not the best at football. I think Mitchell Stringer fancies himself a little bit. Eddie Batty. Mr. Telepapa and Ali want to pick it up and run, won't he? So there's not too many of them that might have to put Missy in the nets, actually, because when we talk about walking, you know what he's like. He wants to run. He wants to win. He'll be slide tackling everything, won't he? So we'll have to keep him under control. But there's not too many that I'd say. Mitch fancies himself a little bit, but don't forget, Mitch also fancies himself as Batman, doesn't he? So who knows what to expect. But it'll be a bit of fun and a bit of enjoyment. And again, give him something back to a really worthwhile cause.